Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's subtle. I mean, understated.
It's heroic radio.
It is. Let's go. Text a topic. Start right now.
Let's go.
651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Send away. What do you want us to discuss? Jason's going to join us bottom of the hour. We're going to do a little National Guard talk with Jason. Play a soundbite from the Minneapolis police chief. So we've had plenty of series today. We really encourage you to podcast the show. Greatly appreciate that. We had three segments on Israel, Hamas, and a peace agreement. A couple segments.
Including Aaron David Miller as part of that.
I was setting that up. Yeah, Aaron David Miller, 25 years as a member of Republican and Democratic administrations working on the Middle East. Okay, if you can have two people on the Middle East right now on this show, Tom Friedman and Aaron David Miller. And I know Tom's a bit swamped right now, so we tried Aaron, thought we'd have no chance. We got him. He's great. You can podcast that. And then for all of you, you never give Trump any credit. I repeatedly gave Donald Trump credit for this deal. And there are plenty of people that don't give him any credit. He'll take credit himself. Of course he did. Any another fawning, you know, cabinet meeting where they declared him, you know, this, you know, the second coming. So, yeah, that nauseates me. And I'm not as I'm going to lay out very clearly with Jason, not a fan of him threatening to arrest and put in prison elected officials who don't agree with him. But his involvement absolutely played a part in whatever we have right now and however long it lasts between Israel and Hamas, and let's hope it lasts a long time. And even the Hamas officials saying while our show is going on that the hostages will be released on Monday. I think we have, 28 deceased hostages and 20 alive. Can't imagine what that's been like for 2+ years. We said, where's the best Dairy Queen on the planet? And we all agree that it's in Golden Valley, Minnesota.
I heard some differing opinions.
Yeah, well, they're wrong. You can see a great picture of a Golden Valley Dairy Queen at night if you follow me on Twitter right now.
Did you get the moon in there?
At Shadowmere. How good has the moon been the last couple of days?
It's a very solid moon.
I almost just went over to Cook's house to his patio because I know where he lives. How do you think Dan Cook would handle someone without announcing? And you know me, I'm persuasive, and I would convince somebody to let me in the apartment complex. And all of a sudden I was just knocking on the door, and he looks out the people. And he likes me. But he doesn't want any part of me at this house.
No, get your hands off his telescope.
Yeah. Would he even answer the door?
I think he'd speak through the door. I don't think he would unlock it or certainly not open it.
Yeah. He'd say, are you okay? Mm-hmm. Is there a tragedy involved? No, I just want to say hi. And then he'd say, I'll see you tomorrow at 1:30.
Yeah. Buzz off.
Yeah, exactly. We have Bill Guerin on for a couple segments. No Brodeen tonight. Sounds like pretty darn clear. I thought he was pretty good on, you know, young players and when they really got to jump in and accepting roles.
Excellent on that.
Too many people talking to them at times.
Lacking survival skills, he said.
Yes.
Do what you got to do
yeah.
to stay in the league.
Kirill's contract, having Zeev and Spurgeon together, and then clearly just kissing up to his wife excessively.
What greatest soundboard he's ever had.
Yeah.
Makes the world's greatest chili.
Yeah. And then when I tried to encourage her to then go out to Josephina tonight with seven of her friends, you didn't hear a lot of, she should.
No, it was, she should stay home because she's terribly sad without me there.
Yeah. Then it was, she's just pining for him to come back from St. Louis. Then we had Dr. Emil Luon on cancer, and he was phenomenal. Okay. Text the topic. They're coming in. 651-461-9226. Why don't you talk to Adam Thielen on Fridays like you used to? Okay. We've never talked to Adam Thielen on Fridays. The Daver did.
That's right. The Daver.
Mm-hmm. The Daver did. And, you know, my former partner, Mr. Barrero, still has Adam Thielen on. Or not still, does for the first time now. So you can hear Thielen there. We are trying. Listen, if he was a Minnesotan, we'd have him on. He's from South Dakota. Okay. We believe.
Sioux Falls, right?
Yeah,
Sioux Falls area.
We believe should just be Dakota. So if Adam, when he's talking about his hometown of Sioux Falls, says it shouldn't be South Dakota, it shouldn't be North Dakota, it just should be Dakota, that's when we'll have him on.
Yeah.
That's when we'll have him on the show. How is my sleep? Not good. And I did receive a few emails the other day offering ideas. And, again, you get to text here all the time. Obviously, 651-461-9226. If it's something longer and you want to send me an email, I really appreciate that you take the time, including if you're criticizing the show. It's part of the territory. If you show just some professionalism, respect, it's always accepted. And to take time and think people are helping me on my sleep. You know, my sleep has just been an issue for me since I was a teenager. And I'm going to see another doctor in a few weeks. It's just so hard to get in. It gives me a great, great, great pause about the quality of my life long term because I'm so concerned about it. You're so clueless. Yes, I am. He lives in Bismarck, North Dakota. That's right. We screwed up.
How do we miss that?
Yeah, Bismarck. Okay, that's fine.
Bad research.
But one Dakota. Okay, one Dakota. So that gets us to 49. Vermont, out. Rhode Island, out.
Like
Maine,
out of the Union?
Out.
Or we're stopping
no, no, no.
Together.
We're keeping them.
So Vermont and what, New Hampshire get to be part of one? Or they all jump into Maine too?
No, we don't need New Hampshire. Come on, get out of here. Massachusetts and Connecticut, that's it.
What about New York?
Yeah, of course.
I think you got to keep New York.
Of course, you keep that. But come on. New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Maine blend into another state. Just kind of blend in. That's the way to go. The better citrus, lemon versus lime. I'm not really a fan of either one that much. Are you?
Well, lemonade, far superior to limeade.
Yeah.
So I would take
lemonade. Have you ever, like me, just I think once I did it, you're going quick through the grocery store. Do you like shopping, grocery shopping?
I do, yes.
I do. I actually enjoy it. And the idea of having delivered to me, out.
Never.
No. I want to squeeze my melons. You know, I do that at home too, but mm-hmm. I want to see my grapes.
Yes.
I want to see my veggies. I want to see that experience.
There's nothing worse than bad fruit.
Right? I like the grocery shopping experience. I once did buy limeade instead of lemonade, and I tried it, and bad. I spat it out and just right away.
Do you like to do like the squeeze of lime on a piece of fish or something like that?
Yeah. The people in my life are more the limers. I've just declared them that, limers.
They're a little limey.
Yeah, I, you know, it can help a little bit, but I mean.
Sometimes you do the lemon, too, on like a salmon.
Yeah. Do you have limes at home right now?
No.
I don't either. I don't. Are we calling for the elimination of limes during Texas Top?
Big Corona will not be pleased.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's true. But lemonade. Okay. Lemon. Okay. You're hot. It's a typical.
Thank you.
You know, you are hot for sure. It's 82. Do you have the orange juice then or the lemonade? You're probably more likely to go to the lemonade, right?
Always lemonade.
Why don't we have orange juice if we're kind of perspiring?
Well, that goes back to last week's Am I Wrong? I think we have different foods and drink rules for not only different times of day, but different circumstances. Society looks down on somebody who's, you know, it's 3 in the afternoon.
You're right.
You just mowed the lawn. You're perspiring. You're sweating all over. You reach for orange juice. Your neighborhood or your neighbors are going to step out. And
they're going to be on one of those.
Shout you down.
They're going to be on those talk things.
Yeah.
Boo!
Yeah, they're going to. I'm with you. I've always been with you. I gave Quinny chicken salad sandwich the other day for breakfast.
Did he enjoy that?
He loved it. He loved it. Jeez, I haven't seen my grapes in years. That's on you. That's on you and your conditioning program and maybe which underwear you're wearing. You know? All those can be tied. A number of excellent texts coming in. Text the topic. It's sweeping the planet. I don't even want to say the country. I don't want to say the town. It's sweeping, maybe even the Milky Way.
I'd say the galaxy.
Yeah, the galaxy. Mm-hmm. What else you want to add? We'll get into some serious ones when we come back. 651-461-9226. Serious is when you have an automobile accident. Serious is when something significant happens to your home. You don't want these to happen. You end up paying too much for car insurance and too much for home insurance, considering how often most of us actually need it. But you're legally required to have it. You need it. Sometimes it's your fault in the car accident. Sometimes you had nothing to do with it, but you still need your insurance. I feel great about the team I have. It's Amber Scholl, her office, and all of them working for American Family. Okay. I get it. If you want to go with a smaller one, that's you. I want to go with a bigger one, American Family. However, the temerity, I want to have an office locally, though. If I'm going with a bigger company, I still want to have somebody to call and say, okay, here's two or three questions. I'm not saying the 1-800 number doesn't work. Doesn't work as well as Amber. Doesn't work as well as that office. An office I've been using for 35 years. Reach out to Amber this way. Just go online, teamscholl.com, S-C-H-O-L-L.com. Again, teamscholl.com. They're going to help you out. They'll start today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back to Texas topic, precarious state. We talked a lot about precarious state Monday. Rick Capshella's been on this radio station four times. Jason, Hauser, Pawlenty, Shaletta. My perspective, I'll give it individually. First of all, I thought it was a very smart professional move by Rick Capshella. It is a story that a lot of people are paying attention to for all the valid reasons. How safe is the biggest city in this state? And clearly, it should be safer. No denying that. We need more police officers. We need individuals to prosecute stronger. We need individuals to serve their sentences longer. We need more people coming down here. And to appeal to open-minded individuals and also to conservatives who believe this already and provide a summation of what's been going on is smart. If you're someone who's been paying close attention, I don't think there was any new news outside of, you know, examples of like Jim Rubin, a person who has a great deal of real estate in Uptown. And he suffered. I feel terrible for those folks. You know, so when you give the human interest part of that, that is smart by Rick. But what's happened since George Floyd, defunding the police, our socialist on the city council? If you're in the mix, Dave, you've known all of that. And I understand a lot of people just living their life. They're not paying attention. I'm not asking them to pay attention like the two of us because this is what we do for a living. And again, it was. I think on his job loss numbers and some of his education numbers, I looked up some numbers quickly where I could portray a much more flattering picture. I could. Also, our city responding slower than other cities. Hey, George Floyd happened here. No bleep we're going to respond a little bit later than some others. Showed a lot of ominous pictures. The idea you can't find anywhere to park in Uptown is silly. By the way, Uptown is starting to bounce back. And again, the idea that you're not safe down here during the day is utter nonsense. You know, is that a fair recap? Yes,
I think so. Yeah, for somebody who's not paying attention or just wants a little more of the numbers all in one place, a good job of putting it all in one package, I guess, for people. Concise, but yeah, that's what it was. Fine.
And job, listen, in this state, Liz Collin has carved out a huge area of success with a more conservative pro-police view. It's a site I go to often. If Rick is starting to jump into that lane, you better be good because other people are good at it, but the audience is out there. Let's see this text. The Biden administration allowed Israel to bomb Hamas to smithereens. This peace is partially Biden's. Well, it's always going to be a little bit of anybody who was attempting to do it before. But this happened under Donald Trump's watch. So that administration deserves the overwhelming majority credit. And it's now October 9th now.
The 9th today.
It's not the day after Joe Biden left office. Were there a lot of these components that Jake Sullivan, Joe Biden, and others within his administration also had offered up? Sure. But if you're the one who's knocking at the door, and then somebody else pushes that damn door in, you're the one who did it.
Trump, Rubio, give them the credit. They deserve plenty of it.
Right. Now, how long it's going to hold, I don't know.
Nobody knows.
But how many presidents have been trying for permanent Middle East agreements? And then let's say Hamas releases the hostages, and then a month later, another awful attack happens. Does that mean everything was fruitless, what the Trump administration accomplished? No. If they can make any progress in this area. If it's for months or years, bravo to them.
Yeah.
And I just think if you won't give Trump any credit on this one, then you just won't give him credit.
And if you missed the Aaron David Mill interview, go back, if nothing else, just for the story about Bill Clinton angrily leaving a meeting he had with Bibi Netanyahu.
Yes, that was really good. What nickname should we give Gran Casino Arena? Well, I'm still on board with the G-Spot. I still think the G-Spot would be a great nickname. And I would like you to start referring to it as the G-Spot.
I will not do that.
Well, Lindsay knows that. You're unfamiliar with that.
Luckily, I can find it. Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
None of you people on the west side of the I've heard people say the jackpot. That's okay. I don't know if we're going to have a great name. I'll be honest. I don't know if it lends itself to a great nickname.
The G-Spot is a great name.
That's not really.
You don't think that's a great name for the arena?
No, I think that's it's cute. It's easy.
Yeah.
Not for you, I know, but for others. It's tawdry, Chad. Tawdry.
Chad, 1% of the U.S. population is to some degree psychotic. How many of them work at CCO? Who has, like, if something bad happened and they were a coworker here and we would have to be interviewed when that person just did something and we're like, oh, my God. We never saw that coming. Who are you picking first?
I'm not going to say because I don't want that to happen to me.
I think it's Cook because he's the sweet, kind, soft, religious person. And then behind the scenes, God knows what he's doing.
Likes to keep for himself.
Yep.
You hear that a lot. Kind of a loner.
Yep.
Nice guy.
Yep.
Didn't really have a whole lot
Where's
to say.
Wears his little Star Wars outfits. He's got the telescope. We only see pictures of, you know, the moon. Where else those pictures?
The only problem would be he'd try to do something horrible, but he'd use his plastic lightsaber thinking it would work.
Text the topic. If Chad was present, thank you. Thank you. And he can only select characters from Curb to fill his administration. Which characters would he select for various administrations? Okay, this is great. This is great. Okay.
Secretary of State.
No, let's go Vice President first.
Oh, sure.
That's Jeff, because, you know, Jeff doesn't do a lot for me. Like, I mean, Jeff's fine.
Kind of a yes man. That's what you want?
Kinda. You know, he can do whatever. Secretary of War. Let's go with Pete Hegseth. Who is our Secretary of War?
Susie.
It's got to be Susie. I was thinking the exact same thing. It's got to be Susie just going to various countries and just going nuts. Secretary of State is only one guy. That's Leon. Because Leon gets things done.
He does.
How many episodes were there where Larry needed Leon to get something done?
Yeah.
And he got it done every time.
Yes, and if it's a, you know, brokering a peace deal between two warring nations, he'll bring the ruckus. There's no question he will bring the
and
ruckus.
And he'll ask Larry if he appropriately brought the ruckus.
That's right.
Okay?
He gets his.
Secretary of Treasury. Who do we have? I've got one for them. Ted Danson looks now like a guy who should look as Secretary of Treasury.
That's a good one. That's
right?
Very good.
Right?
Yeah.
Health and Human Services, just to torture all of us, I'm picking Cheryl. So then she's got Bobby right there to still be in charge.
That's right.
Right.
Where's LD going to fit into this?
Where is Larry fitting? What is the right position for Larry? What position should Larry get? Because he's... You could say maybe he could have been Secretary of State, but I just think Leon gets things done. Secretary of Commerce, no, he's he's got to have a bigger – I think – how about Attorney General Larry David? And then have Larry David be as confrontational as Pam Bondi was the other day. You know, how about Larry's Attorney General?
I don't think that would last very long.
How about Mocha Joe? Where's Mocha Joe in all this?
Agriculture?
agriculture, Mocha, because he's got the beans.
Yes.
He knows where all the beans are.
Mocha Joe!
Yeah, absolutely. That is a great text. 33 Press 2, Jason is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.